You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hi, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, the weather, it's like rinse and repeat.
Yeah, we're kind of a little bit of a roller coaster ride we're on here following last week's cooler weather. Now we're beginning to heat up, and that will be felt more so into Tuesday and the start of Wednesday here in Illinois, let alone the eastern part of the Midwest. But then that will be followed up by another round of unseasonably cool air that will prevail through the balance of the week. And then that will continue into next week as well. So as a result, we really don't see any kind of extreme heat here developing across Illinois, let alone the entire Corn Belt. While we do have a few hot days right now, they are short in duration, and thus we do not see any threat to pollinating corn as we go through the end of the month, and even for that matter, any late pollinating corn into the early part of August.
I suppose if there were any areas of stress, this would be nitpicking a little bit, maybe eastern Kansas and Missouri, southeastern Nebraska, southwestern Iowa. That's just based on the idea that maybe subsoil moisture is just a little less there.
Yeah, exactly. You can really kind of take it with a fine-tooth comb here, and with overall, that would be the area where you could see a little more crop stress versus the rest of the Corn Belt. But that area prior to the last few weeks actually did receive more significant precipitation and is markedly better compared with several months ago, and thus has good subsoil moisture levels in portions of that. So, yeah, and something to keep an eye on. But overall here, even there, with the fact that the duration of this heat is very short-lived, and that is the main variable here as far as corn pollination, the fact that it's short in duration, it should not result in significant stress or any kind of significant reduction in yield potential.
There was some talk last week about the potential for a higher pressure ridge to develop. Why did it not, and what is the potential of higher pressure ridge between now and into the harvest, if you can go that far out?
Yeah, well, with our ridge, we're seeing a ridge actually slip into the Midwest here a little bit, as far as the plains is seeing it a little bit more with this heat, and that's actually that is associated with the ridge. However, the ridge, again, will be very short in duration over the middle of the country, and will be back out over the Rockies coming up by later on Wednesday into Thursday, and it looks to stay parked out there.
Thank you very much, Mark. That's Mark Russo of Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey.